the big picture, and sprinkle in a few observations of my own to bring it all to life. I hope this will help you see the animal world around you and the species described in this book, not as mindless automatons driven by an inflexible genetic code, but as stalwart souls and lovable rascals. And that is just what they are, as you will discover for yourself when you take a walk in my neighborhood with my goats, horses, and rabbits, or in the parks and woods where you live. Come on, I'll show you what I mean. Selfless Mother Love. It was a hot summer day at my forester's lodge deep in the woods near Hummel in the Eifel, a mountain range in Germany. The year was 1996. To cool off, my wife and I had set out a wading pool under a shady tree in the garden. I was sitting in the water with my two children, and we were enjoying juicy slices of watermelon, when all of a sudden I became aware of a movement out of the corner of my eye. A rusty brown something was scampering towards us, freezing for an instant every now and then as it advanced. "A squirrel!" the children cried in delight. My joy, however, soon turned to deep concern as the squirrel took a few more steps and then keeled over onto its side. It was clearly ill, and after it had taken a few more steps, in our direction, I noticed a large growth on its neck. It looked like an animal that was suffering from something, and it might even be highly infectious.